Yeah, Diamondbacks on their way home from Colorado, where they took 2 of 3 from the Rockies at 6-7 early on in the season. A homestand that will bring in the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. And here to talk about it with us, making his weekly appearance, Derek Hall, president and CEO of the D-backs, checks in on the Arizona Sports Line. Derek, good morning.
Good morning, Vince. Good morning, Bick.
D, what's happening?
Pretty good.
How
way
are you?
To end the road trip after, man, the Atlanta series was rough. So
I was there.
To win 2 of 3 in Colorado, I think a good way to end the road trip. But it's time to start beating some teams that aren't named the Rockies, isn't it, Derek?
No doubt. And you know, we should have won that series in Atlanta. It's easy to say that now. But especially when you get out to a 6-0 lead in the first inning and you let them chip away and come back. And even that Friday night game, we should have been up 2-0. Going into Sunday, no doubt in my opinion. But I'll tell you what, I was there. My counterpart came up and spent a lot of time with me during that series, and he kept saying, everybody in the front office there was saying, wow, you guys are really good. And we played them well, but doesn't matter. You got to win games. Mm-hmm. And that we remind them of who they were a couple years before they became the new version of the Braves, and that's a nice compliment to hear.
All right, yesterday was a lot better in terms of tacking on some runs late, but what is the organizational viewpoint on how a team can be so locked in early and yet so sleepy late in games, offensively?
We're trying to get baseball to change the rules where it's just a one-inning game. We're going to be really, really good. I don't know. I mean, I'm like you guys. We can't get our arms around it. But it was good seeing us score late yesterday. But Atlanta is a perfect example. I mean, we tack on runs. For some reason, we somewhat take the foot off the gas. We have to make sure that we're more balanced and that we're scoring runs late in games. But last night was pretty clutch. And I have to give a real good nod to the bullpen, too. That's been part of the issue, too, Bick, is our bullpen has been a little less than crisp. And, you know, what they did in Colorado the last two games, especially yesterday, gave us that opportunity to come back. It didn't get away.
Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on Bickley and Murata Mornings. In terms of, you know, one of the early storylines, obviously, and we've talked about it a lot, is the number of key injuries with Sewald out, Rodriguez out, Perdomo out, Thomas out. You've been hit by the injury bug early. How do you feel, Derek, the team has kind of, you know, surfed through that injury wave, if you will?
Yeah, you know, Vinny, I'd look at it, say 2 years ago, we would have had much different outcomes. I think now we're still in games, we're winning games because we've created that depth. So it's nice to see, and you don't panic as much when you don't have them. And you guys touched on it earlier. If you can, have a performance like Tommy gave us yesterday, while you're still just buying time to make sure we can get to Montgomery and get to Rodriguez, which those reinforcements are coming. Big blow to us to lose Perdomo because, you know, he's become so good, we just take it for granted how good he is defensively. He makes a lot of those plays that we're not seeing made right now. And that's not on Blaze. That's just in general how good he is out there, Perdomo. And of course, when you don't have your closer there, it moves everybody up an inning as well. So that's not the, you know, we want more consistency. We want those roles built. So we need to get those guys up here. But it looks like they're doing great, and they're coming up soon. We know Thomas is going to be back soon. Hopefully we get the two starters back within the next couple of weeks. And, Perdomo can take a little time because we do have so much depth.
Yeah, I said earlier, you know, your manager is ticked off when he uses the phrase picking up the baseball. So I'm curious how that relates to Blaze, because obviously you've got to be sympathetic and he's trying and he's creating a lot of offense for you. But you know your manager and you know the sport. You need to pick up the baseball. What are you thinking at when it comes to shortstop? Because you're exactly right about Perdomo and how underrated he's been.
That's who we are. We become that brand where we expect plays to be made. You know, we're going to beat you with speed and with defense. And when we're opening the door, or even cracking the door open a little bit, that's not who we've been the last couple of years. So we're gonna clean all that up. And you know, Torrey's all over it. He and his coaches are all over that. So we expect plays to be made everywhere on the infield and outfield, and I expect we will see those plays being made.
You mentioned the two starters that will be joining the rotation in Eduardo Rodriguez coming back from injury and Jordan Montgomery working his way back up to major league conditioning, if you will. And I know Jordan had said at his introductory press conference when he signed the contract that he had a date in mind of around April 19th to make the debut. Is there any reason to believe that is an inaccurate date at this point, Derek?
No, I think it still works, man. I look at his so far his work. I mean, he went back and he faced live hitting, you know, a couple times. He had bullpen sessions. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, hitting the road to go face live competition. So I think he's doing exactly what he believes he needs, and we've got to trust him on that. Just getting him in the rotation is going to be amazing, and especially getting his leadership with that staff in that clubhouse too. I know they're excited about it as well.
It's going to be great. Yeah, I think everything about the season is going to change in a dime when you can start rolling out that quality of a starting rotation. Good to see Gabby Moreno kind of get it together. I don't know if there was concern internally about his slow start, but man, you need him to be a top performer.
Yeah, I agree with you. And Carroll, too. You know, he looks like he's swinging the bat a lot better, but you never really worry about those guys. Moreno probably puts a lot of pressure on himself, but what I love, Bick, he didn't take his bat behind the plate, you know, and he never does. I mean, he still takes so much pride in calling a game and killing the running game, and he continued to do that even though he struggled at the plate. Now he's looking like himself. So love that leadership, love his youth, and just his passion for the game. He wants to be out there every day. Like you guys were talking about Suarez. I mean, there's certain guys that do not want to come out of the lineup, and he's one of them.
Derek Hall, president and CEO of the Diamondbacks, our guest here on Arizona Sports. What did you make of the MLBPA's stance on pitcher injuries and basically pinning it on the reduction of the pitch clock? I mean, it's obviously a very delicate balance, and people have been trying to figure this out forever, why pitchers do get hurt. But I thought that was a little bit extreme. What did you think, Derek?
It was surprising to me. Yeah, I mean, I think so. I don't think we have enough information at this point, and it's been too soon. I have never heard any of our guys say that they thought the timer had, or the clock in any way, had put them in any harm or any danger. So that was new to me. I had never heard that, Vince.
All right, last thing I want to talk to you about is the stadium issues. You're coming back home. You've got some more high-profile series coming. We look around the landscape, and in Kansas City, they roundly defeated something that was going to help the Royals and the Chiefs, and that's a great sports town. You know what's happening with the Coyotes in town here. Where are you guys at finding some sort of workable mechanism to keep this ballpark funded?
Yep, still talking about it. I mean, with each of the different entities, I mean, we're meeting with the county quite often, and this is a county building, so we're trying to figure out how we could extend a lease that would be good for both of us, and had great talks. We've had really good talks. But, again, we're still looking, as you know, Dan, for that public-private partnership, and it would be much different. I mean, what we're focusing on now would be a way to recapture taxes, much like the Arizona Cardinals have. Theirs is a model. It works, and I think that's what you're seeing in other markets. Where they're getting shot down is where they're trying to create new taxes. Right. We're not looking to generate any new taxes whatsoever, but if there's a way to recapture some of those sales tax or income tax like the Cardinals do, it's brilliant to go right back into the building that we don't own. You know, mm-hmm. It doesn't go to us. It just goes towards maintenance or renovation and repair on this building, and I think that's a model that could work long-term like it has for the NFL.
Derek, good stuff. As always, enjoy the homestand. We'll talk to you next Thursday.